This goes to Dr. Stephanie, Stephanie Fowler, F like Frank, Owler, fax 888-491-7220, and Bickman, B like boy, ICK, M like Mary, AN like November, assisted living facility, fax 989-835-5335. Regarding Shalimar, Shalimar, Danks, D like David, Anks, date of birth 11/30/1933. Dear Dr. Fowler and staff of Bickman Assisted Living Facility, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Danks with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and dementia. Her last visit with this practice was April 24th of 2023. She was with her husband at the time of that visit, and then he passed away in May. Following his death, she became very confused and required hospitalization in the local inpatient psychiatric facility, and she had to be started on many medications in order to help improve the confusion and the mood destabilization. And then at discharge, she was discharged to the Bickman Assisted Living Facility, and she has been doing very well since she has been admitted there. And that was in July, around July of 2023. She is present for the visit, somewhat sleepy, and she doesn't seem to know who this is. Who I am. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the new meds. She takes Zyrtec 10 milligram daily, Aricept 10 milligram at bedtime, aspirin 81 milligram daily, Tylenol for pain, calcium is 500 milligram 3 times a day, Zyprexa, 2.5 milligram in the morning and 5 milligram in the evening. Remeron, 15 milligram, 1.5 milligram at bedtime. Capsaicin cream as needed for pain. She has Narcan spray if needed. Also, Synthroid is 112 microgram daily with potassium chloride, 10 mil equivalent daily. Lasix is 20 milligram daily. Nifedipine extended release, 30 milligram daily. Multivitamin is daily. Physical exam, weight 161 pounds, and that is a 12-pound decrease over the last 7 months. Pulse 80 and blood pressure 151 over 84. And labs, I do not have any labs since April 20th of 2023, and at that time her creatinine was 1.3 with estimated GFR of 39. We will need to get updated labs this month, and a new order will be faxed to Bickman Assisted Living Facility, so that can be done this month, or actually in early December is fine also. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, and new labs are needed as soon as they get the lab order. And those are non-fasting, and we want them every 3 months thereafter. Two, hypertension, slightly higher than usual. Continue to monitor, and that nifedipine may need to be adjusted. Three, dementia, on several new medications which are reportedly helping, according to the assisted living facility staff. And the patient will have a telemedicine follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP, / Jose Fuente, MD.